After three negotiation sessions with the Orioles, Sarasota County Commissioners settled down to listen to a report from Deputy Administrator Dave Bullock. Commissioner Nora Patterson had concerns about the bottom line.
What the Orioles have come back, and we had several hours of back and forth, and what I'm going to give you is what they represented to me was their bottom line. They also said that they would entertain whatever proposal the board submitted to them and compare it to the other two proposals that they have in hand and make their decision.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Question. You know, when we talk about the Orioles' bottom line, you know, in a negotiation, usually when somebody gives you your bottom line, it means were you to meet that, you got a deal. And yet, my understanding has been from the very beginning that they weren't committed to even what they were presenting to you.
The bottom line for the capital cost requests by the Baltimore Orioles is $65 million. Even amongst statements from the commissioners that this team is not worth the investment, Mr. Bullock explained the team will not take less.
The capital cost for the major league facilities, this parking and this quadrant here, are still at $65 million, which is what we talked to you about in November. We did explain to the Orioles that one of the things that the board pushed for in the November meeting was a reduction in those costs, which could come, in my opinion, in one of two ways. Either the scope or scale or cost of the project could be reduced, or the Orioles could increase their portion. We were not, my negotiating skills were not able to accomplish that, and they stood absolutely firm on the scope of the project and the capital cost of the project.
Commissioner Joe Barbetta said the Tampa Bay Rays were happy with a $27.8 million facility in Charlotte County as the American League champs, that the Oriole attendance is dropping every year and is tied for last in ranking. John Thaxton explained he felt the teams were using Sarasota for leverage.
In fact, I think all three teams have used Sarasota County to get better deals elsewhere. This is a seller's market, and the sellers are the ball teams, and we're the buyers. And they're pitting one against the other. They are not negotiating necessarily in a way that would favor the cities. They're negotiating in a way that would favor themselves, and I don't blame them. Maybe if I was in a position, and it was a seller's market, and I'm the seller, I'm going to deal that way too. They have the... nobody's cuffing us or putting a gun to our heads and saying we have to negotiate with these teams. We're doing it of our own free will. So I don't think it's wrong to criticize. I think it is wrong to criticize them for doing that.
Commissioners instructed Bullock to go back to the Orioles and work to reduce the capital cost. There was squabbling about losing baseball, but Nora Patterson offered a different use for the Ed Smith Stadium. A public hearing will be held to discuss the Oriole deal on December 17th.
That one of the downsides of losing baseball is that we'll end up with the stadium that will be this white elephant that has to be maintained. I am only one commissioner, but our conversation has been over and over again, and it's in the sales tax money and it's in the parks plan that we need a North County sports facility. And I don't know if the city entertained the idea, and I'm still hopeful that we won't lose baseball, but I cannot imagine that stadium sitting empty as a white elephant. I would view it more as a possible asset to the community, and maybe in the end, that's where we should be spending millions of dollars, is building something for the community.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota, Florida.